it's only begun. They've got you under their thumb.
Thank you. spaghetti and Frank there. There's a good dinner idea. Spaghetti and Franks, you know, just chop it up, put it in there with the noodles. Lots of orange sauce. Mmm, good eating there. Jamming me. That's actually Eddie's spaghetti. And I don't know who Frank is. Eddie's pal. Covering Tom Petty's Jamming Me there. Just for fun. Updated version. I like who they're poking with a stick there in that one. Maybe you're a new listener. Maybe you've just joined us here tonight. You'd be amongst the normal listeners. You'd be amongst the non-senile members of the FM band tonight. Should I explain again what happened? You probably just tuned into the Twang Trust. And you're wondering, was Stu on early? Yeah, Stu was on early. Stu wasn't supposed to be on early. Stu thought he was late. It was an honest mistake. It was a mistake anyway. I don't know. I thought I was late. I was early. A whole hour early. So I commandeered the station, not knowing I was actually doing that. And I cut amateur hour off after about 30 seconds and started the Twang Trust. I shouldn't have done that. And I was already a good half an hour into it before it was pointed out to me that I was a senile old man. So we're just going with it. You've joined the Twang Trust already in progress. And apologies to amateur hour listeners tuning in, hoping to hear Kent do his Halloween thing. You'll hear it next week. The show that was supposed to air during amateur hour will air next week at 5 o'clock. I will check my clock twice next week. And then the week after that, Kent will play an entire hour of Bruce Springsteen. I understand. Anyways, we were talking about the record show. There's a record show going on this Sunday at the Kubota Center. And Gig Posters 204 will be there. I recently acquired a poster. We'll have them for sale. We'll have reproductions for sale. And I only reproduce stuff that looks as good, if not better, than the original poster. So, and like, it's printed on better paper than the originals ever were. So quit your whining that it's not original. I hate people like that. Anyways, we have the poster for the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers show from 2014. Steve Winwood opening. We got that poster. We got another Tom Petty poster. We got from 2009 when Joe Cocker opened. But the poster doesn't say Joe Cocker. The 2014 one lists Steve Winwood. So if that was a good memory for you, it's a good poster to have. We listened to a bunch of posters in that set of music. In fact, just different. We heard The Replacements covering Kiss's Black Diamond. That's from the album Let It Be. Getting the box treatment soon. The box set treatment. Not a whole lot on it, actually, besides the live show. I guess it's spiffed up a bit, but I don't think they've done anything too drastic. Not like the last couple, which were extremely drastic. But just normal. We also heard Kathleen Edwards doing Supertramp's The Logical Song. That's from her covers album a couple of years ago. And we'll have the Supertramp Breakfast in America tour poster for sale this weekend. From 1979, Winnipeg Convention Center. I remember it fondly. They had this huge video screen. It was the first concert I had been to with a video screen, and they made good use of it. It was, I remember they had the big Crime of the Century logo up there. You know, you're floating through space, and you were looking at the bars and the guy's arms, and they did this big train sequence at one point. I remember that. See, I can remember something. I can remember old stuff. I don't know what time it is. I can't tell time anymore. Oh, I'm old. I'm old. We also heard Nazareth from the album Expect No Mercy. We have the poster for the Expect No Mercy tour. Nazareth, 1978, Winnipeg Convention Center. The Guess Who, without anybody relevant in it, opened. Frank Frazetta artwork on it. So there's a plus right there. From the album Expect No Mercy, we heard Nazareth covering the old chestnut, Busted. Yeah. Nazareth, Ray Charles. Makes sense, doesn't it? No, it makes no sense at all, but I like that. And that takes us up to date. And now we're legally entitled to be broadcasting the Twang Trust now. I'm sure I'll be hearing from Kent's lawyers in the morning. But it'll all have been worth it. An extra hour of twang today. Well, if you tuned in, anyways, you might not have. You might have just been listening for the last 14 minutes. You missed out on so much great stuff. Don't worry, we'll put the entire debacle up on the website at twangtrust.ca. Speaking of debacles, you ever go to the twangtrust.ca? Yeah, I screwed it up, and it's too much work to fix. So you're just going to have to live with a horrible first page. Just go to the top left corner and fiddle about, and you can find the archived episodes button. Click on that, and you'll be fine. If you can find it. You know what you're doing. You can find it. And then all the last shows from the last 27 years. We've been doing this show for 27 years. A couple of those years, I was just doing it at home in my head. But, yeah, we've been at this for a while. We're old. Did I mention that? I just heard a Tom Petty cover. There's Tom Petty Fest. Petty Fest. 10th annual Petty Fest going on this weekend. All weekend long. Friday and Saturday at Times Change High and Lonesome Club. All sorts of local folks doing their best Tom Petty. And yeah, 2 days of it. And there's a... what do they call it when there's a show in the afternoon? They call that something, a matinee. A matinee. There's all kinds of matinees going on this Saturday. There's the Petty Fest matinee at Times Change. There's also a show we'll talk about in a little while going on at Public Domain on Portage Avenue Saturday afternoon. Another matinee. Lots of good music going on this weekend, actually. Even tonight. We'll talk about tonight in a bit. At down Osborne Way. So many new venues that I'm just going to. I can't keep them all straight. Side Stage, next to the Park Theater. I'm going to head there after tonight's show. We'll talk about that show in a bit. But anyways, how about a Petty Fest preview? Going to hear some folks doing Petty covers, and then we'll hear Tom himself. He'll do some of his songs, and then he'll do some covers as well. And we're going to start off with none other than the somewhat ailing, but not near as ailing as her sister let on, Dolly Parton. This is Dolly Parton from a recent Tom Petty tribute record. This is her version Title track, Southern Accents, Dolly Parton on the Twang Trust. No, no, that's not it. I'm still old. Tonight's never gonna end, is it?
Where I come from. dollar for every piece of my broken heart. I wish I had a nickel for every shred of my shattered life.
Me. inside. Well, I want you, baby, by my side, yeah. And I'm crying, I'm crying.
Hear me cry, hear me cry.
Tears began to fall. Oh, I want you, baby, and that song. And I'm crying, I'm crying. Can you hear me cry? Can you hear me cry?
CKUW is supported by the Yellow Dog Tavern, making soggy friends since 2006. 386 Donald, closed on Sundays.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Thank you. your heart to let go. Some things are never enough. I guess I only can hope.
Don't do it like that.
this weekend, Times Change High and Lonesome Club Petty Fest, running Friday evening, Saturday afternoon, and Saturday evening. Three big shows, all petty, all the time. Local all-stars, gonna be a time. Ended off with that classic there from the very first record. American Girl, yeah. Before that, Margot Price. Margot Price.
Hey, Winnipeg, this is Margot Price, and y'all are listening to Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yeah, Margot Price. That was her doing the old Lone Justice chestnut, Ways to Be Wicked, actual Tom Petty composition. His version is on one of those box sets. How many Tom Petty box sets are there now? There's like seven of them, I think. It's crazy. I'm Crying. No, that was, we put a bunch of stuff before that. We heard the Mudcrutch version of Don't Do Me Like That. Yeah. Took a while for that one to come out. It was on, wasn't that on Damn the Torpedoes? I'm pretty sure it was. But it was originally recorded years and years and years before with the band that eventually became Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. They were called Mudcrutch. Mostly the same bunch of guys, at least the recorded version was. Started off with Tom Ledden, brother of the Eagle. What was his name? Ledden. Not coming to me. But I'm reading the book right now. I'm reading the Mike Campbell autobiography that came out recently. And great book, great book. Mike, so far I'm actually in the middle of the Mudcrutch existence. They haven't even really started playing with still a couple of the guys that would become Heartbreakers. They're just on their way out to L.A. right now. That's where I am in the book. And Mike comes off as like the nicest, sweetest guy in the world. Tom, bit of a jerk sometimes. Yeah. But we'll see what happens. What else did we hear in there? Oh, we heard Del McCoury Band from their 1996 album, The Cold Hard Facts, and their version of Love is a Long Road. Pretty tasty stuff there, huh? We heard Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers live covering The Animals' I'm Crying. And we heard The War on Drugs covering You Wreck Me. That's from soundtrack to some TV show or other that I've never seen. And we heard Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, I Need to Know, another early classic there. The Wild One Forever, as rendered by Angel Corpus Christi. And we heard the country version of The Damage You've Done. That's from the first box set. What was that called? Playlist, I think? No, Playback. Playback, sorry. Lots of gems on that one. That's where the Mudcrutch version of Don't Do Me Like That is from, too. And we started that whole set off a while back with Dolly Parton's take on Southern Accents. That and the Margot Price track we played can be found on the Petty Country tribute record that came out not too long ago. So there, you're listening to the Twang Trust here on CKUW 95.9 FM. We've been at this a while. did you miss that? Did you miss the whole beginning of this crazy show? Yeah. Once again, apologies to amateur hour listeners. I can't tell time. I'm old. And not too bright. So, yeah. So, 8 o'clock, we're still going to end at 8 o'clock. I don't know what I'm going to fill this show up with after the next couple of sets, but we'll figure something out. But after that, I'm going to head over to the side stage there on Osborne, next door to the Park Theater, to see somebody that you're going to someday say, huh? When I say, I saw Joss Realm once at the side stage. And you're going to say, Joss Realm, they're huge. They're like the biggest thing going. They're a star. I can't believe you saw them in such a tiny place. And I'll say, yeah, well, I told you all about it on the radio and you didn't go, did you? Well, you still have time. Joss Realm playing tonight at Side Stage. It's cheap like borscht. It's $15. When's the last time you paid $15 to get into anything? Tofu Smell is opening. I'm going to miss Tofu Smell because it starts at 8. And I'm going to get out of here at 8. So they'll be wrapping up their set shortly after. But, yeah, Joss Realm, lesbian black blues singer from Prince Edward Island that I can think of. Yeah. They're playing tonight at Side Stage. Go see them. You won't be disappointed. We're going to play them in just a moment. I mentioned Tofu Smell is opening. I could be wrong about this, but isn't Tofu Smell Leith Ross's main squeeze? I think I have that right. Leith Ross is playing a couple of shows at the park. It's at the park, right? I should know because I'm going. I'm pretty sure it's at the park. Friday and Saturday. Friday sold out. Saturday still going. You can still get tickets to that one. And opening acts, there's like 8 million opening acts for the Leith Ross shows this weekend. I'm not sure who's on first or what exactly, but support from Cassidy Mann, Dominique Adams, Fontaine, Liam Duncan, Roman Clark, and Tofu Smell. Now, I don't know if like three of those acts can open up each night, three different ones, or is it going to be all six of them just doing an all-star review both nights? I have no idea. The information is vague. But anyways, something's going to happen. It's going to be good. We have a brand new Leith Ross album that I've been ignoring. I haven't really listened to it until the last couple of days. It's called I Can See the Future. We're going to hear a couple of cuts from it. And, yeah, a sonic departure for Leith in production. Anyways, still the same great kind of confessional, matter-of-fact type songs that you love from her. But it's sonically, it's a little different. It's the dude, I forget his name, who produced it. But he produces things like Haim and Carly Rae Jepsen. And he used to be in the band Vampire Weekend and produced their first three albums and still hangs out with them, but he's like doing his own thing now.